Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the Indian of Moshe Ba'amid Mehar Sinai and in Shvua Chalal Shvua. This shiur should be a zchus. Rabbi Marani Meretz Yichya Moshe Ben Peshadina or Moshe Ben Rezer for Shleiman. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur, someone's honor, you may contact me. This is again based on the Sefer Bi'ur Memoadim of Gaon Rabbi Yosef Feierstein Zetzal. We see in the Gemara Nedarim of Ches Amid Aleph, Shvus Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Makas Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, that if somebody makes an oath, it's Nishba, Lakayim, Mitzis Esse, Mitzis Lutzis Esse, he's not Mischayiv. Why on this oath? Because he's already Mushba Vomid Mehar Sinai, and Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, this second Shvua cannot be Chal, cannot take effect on the Shvua Har Sinai, was already Chal. Mitzvus Avni Miluim, in Shuva Yud Beis, he brings the Prima Gadim, that Ein Shvua Chal Al Isser Nevela, is because of the klal of Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, that a Shavua is not Chal on the Isser Nevela, because Ein Isser, the Isser Shavua, is not Chal on the Isser Nevela. And he brings there that is not the opinion of the Noda B'Yehuda. This is what the Avnei Miluim writes. Zoi Tumiyasu Shalagon Ba Prima Godim, Hine Nira Shehevin Hirava Mechaber Taima, Vein Shavua Chal on Nevela, Mishum Dein Isser Chol Al Isser Ube Emes, B'shas me'olam lo amru tam zeh l'gabi shvua, el hachi parach shloch al nevelus, mushba ve'omed mehar sinai hu. So he says that the Prima Gadim doesn't understand this. And it would appear that he understood, the Rav HaMechaber understood the reason of Ein Shvua Chol Al Nevelus is because of Ein Isser Chol Al Isser. In other words, that's the opinion of the Prima Gadim. I don't know where he's going when he says, Zoi Tumiyasa Shalagon Ba Prima Gadim. But the point is that the Prima Gadim says that Ein Shvua Chola Al Nevelos. Why? Because Ein Isser Chol Al Isser. But in the Gemara, it never says this. It never says this reason. Lagabe Shvua L'Hachi Parach. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that when a person makes a shvua not to eat nevelus, he's mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. Ubitshuvas no dehuda chelak arachayim simen lamivov kasav hein emes. Shema Hashem ruchal makom va'mushba va'omed mehar Sinai v'lomer stam. V'ainitzu chalitzer mashma di'lav de mushba va'omed haya shvua chal. D'davka shvua al shvua ina chal. V'omed over the tzarachin v'shkeido b'kame mekemes b'shas v'ein kan hamakoyim v'harich ad kan l'shono ad kan midivrei Avnei Miluim. And others say Avnei Miluim brings the note to Behudu, who says, you know why the Shavua not to eat in a veil is not Chal, not because Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, but because Ein Shavua Chol Al Shavua already Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai, and you can't take another Shavua wherever the Balaam, or in the third parak of Shavuos says Lehedja like the Prima Gadim. We already discussed this in a previous Shir that we gave in Lashon HaKodesh. Moshe Vomen Mehar Sinai, or Kolomer Vein Yisr Shvua Chol Al Isr Mitzvah Lefishein Isr Chol Al Isr. Wow. But then, so that's like the Prima Gadim, and it's Mnei Netzvah Chol Al Isr. But then we have the Kash and the Noda Behuda. So why does the Gemara say, Moshe Vomen Mehar Sinai? Say, Nisr Chol Al Isr. Tadaber Vanyan. So that's a Kash. So in the previous year, we saw the Maharsha, that Shavuos Har Sinai is not a milsa bifnei atzma. It's not something independent, an independent Shavuah outside of the Kabbalah, but rather through the Shavuos Har Sinai, there's a shinui in the gedder of chiyuv hamitzvahs. If not for the Shavuah, the guf wouldn't be mischayiv b'mitzvahs. The guf wouldn't be mechuyiv and meshubad not to eat in a vela. But only because it's gzeiras melech, we have to be mekayim gzeiras melech. But because of the Shavuah, now there's a chiyuv haguf, there's a shibud haguf to be mekayim mitzvahs, as we saw in the previous shiurim b'siyata d'shmaya gedola. Without siyata d'shmaya, where would we be? Oh my gosh, nowhere. V'nimtzayim kein, that if not for Shavuos Har Sinai, the Isser Shnevela of Shavuos Chalois is different than the Isser Nevela of the Pasuk, because the Isser of the Pasuk is not Chal on the goof, it's merely a Gzeiras HaMelech. Masha'en kein, the Isser that a person was Mechil on himself, brought upon himself in his Shavuah, is Chal on his goof, that his goof is Aser, his goof is Meshubah. That's what a Shavuah does. Shavuah is Meshabed the goof. So Lule, if not for the Shavuah, Har Sinai, there'd be no Shibud HaGoof. to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and therefore the Issur Nevela wouldn't be on the goof, only the Shvuah would be on the goof. So if that would be the case, you can't be Dan Ein Issur Chalal Issur. Why? Because where is the Chalos Issur? When Ein Issur Chalal Issur, it has to be the same Chalos Issur, it has to be in the same place. But here, like the Ran says in the Dar Mitches on Beis, Rabbi Yisro Chefta, that's Chal and Yisro Gavra, because there's two different Mokedim, two different focuses. So in Yisro Chal Yisro has to be the same Yisro. The Mele, if not for the Shavuos Har Sinai, we wouldn't be able to say Ein Yisro Chal Al Yisro, because the Yisro in the veil of the Pasuk is Gzeres HaMelech, and the Yisro Shavuah is Chal Al Gufo Shel Adam. And therefore, it's two different Mokedim. It's two different loci, two different locations. So we can't say in Yisro Chal Al Yisro. And it would appear that with this, far enfret the kasha on the sheet of the Baal HaMaor, that be'emes, the Yisro Shavu is not Chal Al Yisro Mitzvah, because of the cloud of Ein Yisro Chal Al Yisro, k'divrei Baal HaMaor. And nevertheless, despite the fact that the Isser Shavua is not Chalal Isser Mitzvah because of the Klal of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, nevertheless, we had in a number of places to say that if someone's nishba ala mitzvahs, that you're mushba vomed mihar sina, because that's the yisod of the din of the iser shavua al iser Torah. In other words, normally, if it would be stam an iser shavua, it wouldn't be chalan an iser mitzvah per se, because the mitzvah is not the chalos shibur on the guf ha'adam. The mitzvah is gzeres hamelech, and the shavua is a chalos shibur al guf ha'adam. However, the Gemara says, no, when you take a Shavua on Nevela, it's Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sinai. What does that mean? Because that's the Yisodah Din Yisr Shavua Al Yisr Torah, that's considered Yisr Chal Al Yisr. In other words, since a person's Mushba Va'omed Al Mitzvahs Mi Sinai, therefore, Surei Torah Al Chal Al Gufo, that Shavua Har Sinai is Nechil Yisr Torah Al Gufo Shel Kol Echad. And it emerges, if so, that the Isser Shavua is Chal Ba'oso Ha'ofen Atzmo Shekvar Chayel of Isser Torah. Now it's the same Mokeb. It's the same place that the Isser Torah is Al Gufu Shel Adam, and the Isser Shavua that a person takes now is Al Gufu Shel Adam. So it's Takam Mushbova Marasina Isser Chal Al Isser. You take an Isser, you take a Shavua Al Isser Nevela. So where does the Shavua, what's this Isser Shavua? It's Al Gufu Shel Adam. And where's the Shavuos Har Sinai? Also Al Gufo Shel Adam, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And that's why the Gemara says, Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua. A person takes one Shavua, and then he takes a second Shavua that's on top of the first Shavua. I'm not getting a veil, not getting a veil. Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua. Why? Because the Guf is already Meshubad. That's Ma'o Safta, what did you add? Sefer Chinuch writes, "V'chein min atam hazein shvu chol al shvu shebishvu kemen shenichas adam ba'atzmo b'mechitzas hakiyum kamo shamarno filu yichbol adibur elif pa'omim shum nichnas sham knisas gufu b'mokom echad b'pam achas hinasis ve'ein ze achar miken elik a koyfil dvarim levatola." Moiridik says the Sefer Chinuch that a shvu is nachal shvu. You know why? Because you were machnis yourself. You brought yourself into the mechitzas hakiyum. You brought yourself into this obligation, and therefore if you can say it 1,000 times, nothing's going to change. It's just kofol dvarav levatola. V'vizeu inyan ba'atzmo sheshvu eino chol al dvar mitzvah shanishba medaber al gufo v'gufo kvar neskayim bo'isu inyan ba'arsina. Exactly like we're saying. But that's shvu eino chol al dvar mitzvah. Why? Because the nishba is talking about his body, and the guf was already nichnas at arsina. V'zebidiyu kumo she'amarnu. So this is all shaykh b'isur shvua chal isur Torah. There we can make a mistake and say that the geder chiyuv and that they're two different mokadim. Shvua would be on the guf, and the isur Torah is gzeres hamelech. That's what you would think, and therefore the Gemara says no, mushba va'omed, even isurei Torah also on the guf. But when it comes to an Isser Torah, that's Chal al Isser Torah, like the Isser Eishes Ach, which is Chal on the Isser of Achos Isha. So there's no nafkamin at all what the gather of the Chiyuv and the Chalos of Isserei Torah are. Because however we say it, it's going to be Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Because the Chiyuv and the Chalos of the two Isserim are equal. They're both Isserei Torah, so it's the same Moked. It's the same Lokai, it's the same Foci, it's the same place. So Israel says, Chalos Al-Chosisha, doesn't say in the Gemara, Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina, there's no Nafkamina. Only when it's an Nafkamina, the Gemara says, Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina, like when a person's Nishba, the Kaim is a Mitzvah, Lav, or Avera, but here there's no Nafkamina, they're both the Surah Torah. So what does it matter that you're Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina? It's no Nafkamina. So Ein Israel says, Chalos Al-Chosisha. So for Renfred the Kasha of the Noda Yehuda. Who asked why the Gemara says Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina and Ein Isser Chal al Isser? Because it only says it when there's an afkamina. And that would be Ein Shvua Chal al Dvar Mitzvah, but Stam Isserei Torah doesn't say Ein Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina is not afkamina. Ein Isser Chal al Isser. This is an Isser Torah, this is an Isser Torah. Who cares? This Isser Torah is on the goof. This Isser Torah is Gzeres HaMelech. Once is already an Isser, another Isser can't be Cha. Coming from the same place. Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So the second Isser is superfluous. So there's another reason why the Gemara had to say Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sina Gabi Shvua L'Isserei Torah, and I'm hoping that in the next year we are going to see that. We're going to see hopefully a Reb Elchanan who brings a Reb Chaim, and when I mention those personalities, it promises to be Gishmak. I hope, in the Yitzhak Hashem, that we get to that shir, and that we are zoche to see Niflos Mamish Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.